This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief from March 12th. I'm Paul Plack. AOPA has announced that former President John Baker passed away yesterday at his home in Angier, North Carolina. A P-51D went down yesterday afternoon while landing in Chandler, Arizona. The pilot's identity was being withheld as of our deadline. SpaceX may be ready today to try again to test fire the Falcon 9 rocket at Cape Canaveral. Tuesday's test was scrubbed at T-minus 2 seconds due to a faulty valve on the ground. United Airlines has signed a deal for 25 Airbus A350 XWBs. The FAA predicts the GA fleet will grow an average of 2.5% in each of the next 20 years. Delta and JetBlue are already asking to be excused from the DOT's new 3-hour tarmac stranding rule at New York JFK due to the shutdown of the Bay Runway for construction. The Civil Air Patrol says its members in the North Central region are standing by for a repeat of last year's flooding of the Red River. NOAA says there's a 98% chance that will happen. Neil Armstrong, former Navy aviator and first man on the moon, was finally presented with a pair of naval astronaut wings in a ceremony aboard the Eisenhower on Wednesday. Cessna CEO Jack Pelton and FedEx Corporation will get Lindbergh Awards for environmental contributions next month. Boeing reports initial airworthiness tests on the 747-8 freighter have been completed. Boeing wants retired CEO Scott Carson back as a consultant for $850 an hour. And Aero TV will debut live video streaming from the AEA show in Orlando next month. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, glass panel guru Max Trescott reacts to this week's report by the NTSB, showing glass avionics and small planes don't necessarily make them safer. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.